Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
By the way, Netflix, Amazon, the streaming services, making first-run movies available. Mm-hmm. You know, way to go, streaming services. Hey, movie channels. Hey, HBO, Showtime and stuff. Excuse me. You know, you owe the United States of America a little better content.
Step up your game.
Showtime.
I mean, really.
Showtime sucks.
Homeward Bound 2, Lost in San Francisco. Tickle my Irish bag. I mean, what are you talking about? Oscar's saying that when he saw some pictures that were posted, that you were quite the smoke show when I posted that picture of Mom's video. So
I said, tell Oscar. He made my day. Hey,
that's wonderful. Yeah. That's lovely. Yeah. All right. Well, now I'm uncomfortable.
I did. So.
Yes. What?
I found out what it meant, but anyway.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So everybody's staying healthy on the Don, on the Mike
not
O'Mara
the, show. Not the Don and Mike show, anymore, but thank you.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
You know what's fun about doing this show? And we're going to have the mailbag in just a second here. So
cool.
Bear with me. We've got your letters coming up. We're going to do it right away today so we don't forget it. What's fun is we're constantly tweaking. And
yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but when we were playing with video systems and we may be doing it further just to improve what we do as we're all in different locations. I love that to me. I've done that my whole life. I love tweaking. that sounds like I like to inhale paint. Yes, Oscar, you were going to say something?
Just as a default, I'm calling Maddie as we know. I might be streaming on YouTube today instead of Facebook. Just a heads up. I'm just working on that. I might mute myself, but you can continue with the show, please.
Okay, all this right, is another tweak. This is another tweak.
Maddie's in quarantine as we speak.
They have a shelter in place for our video editor, Maddie Masiello, who is working remotely from home right now. And we're doing the best we can. And Oscar's going to be talking to her to get it worked. These are the times we live in. We try to bring this show to you every single day and do it in as clear and decent a fashion as we can. And hopefully everything will work okay. But I don't mind that. To me, it's the same thing when we first got a color TV, and I would have wars with my father tweaking the picture and adjusting the rabbit ears and trying to get the and then watching
did
the
you
Boston
have the
Red
rotating,
Sox.
Did you have the rotating antenna control for your roof?
No. We just had at
that
the
was
beginning
the big
the
deal when I was a kid.
The one that had the plastic platform that would just sit there, and then it had a dial on the front of
it. Yeah, it was like a remote control rotor for your roof because, you know, you'd point.
Oh, no. Did you have a roof antenna?
Oh, yeah, because we lived down a hill.
No, we didn't have that.
We lived down a hill, so it was very important, very important.
We never, and to the best of my knowledge, I don't think we ever had a roof antenna, but we had rabbit ears, and you know what? We lived at the bottom of a hill, too.
Next roof to antenna would have been much helpful.
Especially since we literally, at my home in Glastonbury, Connecticut, we lived next to a ledge. I am not kidding you. No, I am not kidding you. We lived at the very bottom. Our house was 5 feet. Was that Frankie barking?
Either that or you've got
so
a new dog.
Sounds. And it was 5 feet away from I'm reminiscing right now. You know, it's weird during
these
times.
A great time to take a trip. You should head up there.
I'm thinking about growing up now and I'm getting nostalgic just because we're living in such weird times, but you would come to the top of my street.
Okay.
And you would go up a little hill on Evergreen Lane. And my mailbox, my mailbox was right at the top of the street. And then you would go down a hill into my driveway where my garage was. And my,
you know, that makes sense because you said you had a pond where you would freeze over. And because it would have to be at the low point for water to be able to gather like that. So it makes sense.
I'm trying to figure out if I'm painting the picture the right way. You go down my driveway.
Right.
And the first thing you would see would be the garage. You would see no house. You would just see the garage because my house was sideways on the lot. Hello? Hold on just a sec.
Sure.
Hey, guys. Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody's working in my house right now. Sorry about that. I apologize.
Yeah, Mike, someone's working in your house. It's you. You're paying the bills.
Come here.
We're back on Facebook Live.
This is where we don't have doors to close.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
So the scheduling, when I say it's noon, might be, but I get it. It's going to work. So we're all set now. We're good to go.
Never better.
Come here.
We all on the same team.
Hi. I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't.
We're getting a little air conditioning work done here.
Is it broken?
Yeah, the house is falling
apart. It's not perfect.
Well, it's important to have air conditioning, especially for the elderly.
Yeah, you definitely need that.
I need veneers.
How are you supposed to shelter in place when it's hot?
Yeah.
It's just not perfect. It's running all the time, and we're going to have bills out the wazoo. So we're trying to get that straightened out and keep our distance from the person.
So you go down your you go down your driveway. The first thing you see is a garage.
Garage, because it sits sideways, my little cape that I grew up in. And then the back of the house would be literally 10 feet away from this giant ledge. It was a very my old man was a really kind of out there guy with wanting to do his own thing.
Was there like a fence or anything? Or was everyone constantly at peril of falling off the ledge?
No. The ledge was above us. So we were at the bottom of a giant ledge. There was another neighbor, Mr. Mazaki, that lived on the hill. He was a terrible neighbor.
Like, did he own a restaurant?
No, he was a scientist, and he had, and he was a. He went to battle for years. He went to battle for years with the town. Oh, he did terrible things.
Wild scientist, Oscar.
Doc Brown.
Oh, I can tell you stories for.
Did he build a time machine?
Hold on a second. Let me call my sister.
He lived on top of a ledge.
Yeah, did you live in Hilldale?
Oscar, did you ever have a rooftop antenna?
No.
I had to install one when the TV stations in DC were going high def, but DirecTV didn't carry high def yet. So
yeah, but you didn't have to do that. You wanted to.
No, the only way to get high def over the air was with a rooftop antenna.
Yeah, but I'm saying you didn't have to get high def is what I'm clarifying. You wanted to get high def.
Well, you don't have to have this show in sparkling high fidelity. I have a technical question,
because now I would have the ability to call people without necessarily, now that I've got my other computer hooked up here, I would have the ability to call people. I have the FaceTime on my computer here. Does that mean I can do just voice calls, too, on that without having to mess with the
FaceTime?
They
might be able to. Yeah, just try it.
Can try.
All right, hold on. Let me see.
FaceTime audio.
I'm just trying.
So I got 18 feet of pole at the at Radio Shack and put a rooftop antenna up. And the way I accessed the roof was there was a window at the top of the stairs. So I didn't have to use a ladder. I could just climb out the window.
Yes.
And it was very tough because even though a TV antenna, a rooftop antenna, doesn't weigh very much, anything at the end of 18 feet is dicey because it gets real heavy. And my father called one day and he said, where's Rob? And Carrie said, he's up on the roof installing an antenna. He was over to my house in 7 minutes to watch the entire operation and laugh at me. Because every time it got just a little off balance, it would start going. Because when it's on the end of an 18-foot pole, it's heavy. I dropped it a dozen times.
I can only imagine. I know that.
Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing fine, and you?
I'm doing great, Kathy.
Awesome.
How are you?
Can Kathy hear us, though?
I'm well.
I don't know if Kathy can hear. Kathy can't hear the guys. I don't think she can hear you.
I can't hear the guys.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. It's just you, Mike.
But you can hear me.
Yeah, does she not hear or does she not listen?
All right, I'm going to need you to put a zip in it, okay? I'm going to need you to put a sock in it, Rob. I got to talk to my sister now. All right, so Kathy, I've got a new thing where I can call on the show, and you're hearing me through the microphone, and probably not the microphone, but I'm hearing you through my computer, and so you're going out to our listening audience. I wanted to ask you a question. So how do we get, Rob, how do we get talking about houses?
You want to talk about the crazy Russian scientist that lived on top of the ledge.
Well, yeah, but how did we generate that whole thing?
You were reminiscing about growing up with a rooftop antenna because of tweaking audio.
Rooftop antenna. Can you hear Rob, Kathy?
I cannot hear Rob.
Okay, good. Listen,
lucky
Kathy,
you.
So I was talking about, we're on the subject of antennas and televisions, and then we got to Rob talking about a rooftop antenna. I said, well, I remember messing with the TV when we got our color TV, and then it graduated into a discussion about the placement of our house, which I was trying somewhat inadequately to explain to our listeners about how our house was put on the lot. I was trying to explain to our listeners, we had a very unusual location on our lot for our house.
We lived in a hole.
I know what that feels like.
It was actually in kind of a hole.
Yeah.
If truth be told.
It was kind of a hole.
It was a hole dug in the side of a ledge. It was kind of like a little den we lived in. So.
We did. It was a weird location. And then.
So was the ledge. Forgive me for interrupting, Mike. You'll have to pass this along to Kathy.
Okay. We could get no reception a lot of the time. And we had to, I remember having to put pieces of scrunched up tinfoil between the rabbit ears of the antenna.
It was amazing. And then. So the ledge explanation went on.
Was
to,
it a man-made ledge, or was it something that happened by nature?
No,
and someone
it was a nature.
Chose.
It was a nature ledge. Arcus, it was a nature ledge. And then on top of the ledge, and I think
it's actually a cave. Yeah.
And then the statute of limitations has expired, so we can talk about our neighbor who lived on top of the ledge. Right. I was saying he was a bit of a scientist, but also like this. This town maniac, wasn't he, basically?
He was a complete psycho.
Yeah.
And as our mother continued to live there and got older, we were really afraid because this guy would go a little crazy on people.
Yeah.
And it was just a matter of time before we were sure he might snap and, like, you know, stab her in her sleep or something.
Wow.
He had a house that when he moved in, when he bought it from the previous neighbors, the yard was completely, he didn't mow anything. He didn't have, there was no maintenance.
Never raked a leaf, never mowed.
Nothing in a suburban neighborhood, which stood out. And then.
Except, remember, he used to erect these structures that were these electronic devices in his backyard, like the biggest satellite thing you've ever seen.
Marty!
He had wires that were strung.
I mean, it was amazing because he would put this. Yeah. Scientific equipment in his backyard. So you had an unmowed, I mean, I'm talking about up to your waist.
Oh, it's
grass in on what had previously been a lovely little suburban lawn. And then in the backyard was all this stuff. And then he went to battle. Didn't he go to battle with like the city fathers, the town fathers about all the different things that he was complaining about? And he fought the city council and stuff.
He was constantly suing people. And he would sue people for the slightest little infractions. Like if someone threw a flyer on his front porch, he would sue.
Right.
He was constantly suing. He was a real loose cannon.
All right. So
did he have a wife?
Did he have a wife,
yeah.
Kathy?
No, he had no one. He had no one. No. He lived alone. He was a hermit to some degree.
Does Kathy know?
Now, Oscar's asking a question. Hold on, Kathy.
Does Kathy know that I was
We haven't figured that out.
She was quite a smoke show when she was younger.
Can't hear Oscar.
Oscar's saying that when he saw some pictures that were posted, that you were quite the smoke show when I posted that picture of Mom's video. So
I said, tell Oscar. He made my day. Hey,
that's wonderful. Yeah. That's lovely. Yeah. All right. Well, now I'm uncomfortable. I did. So. Yes. What?
I found out what it meant, but anyway.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So everybody's staying healthy on the Don, on the Michael.
Not that it's not the Don and Mike show anymore, but thank you for. It's the last time you tuned in. I appreciate that. On that note,
that's terrific.
That's okay. No problem at all. You know, it's 10, 15 years ago. We will. I'll check in later, but thank you for corroborating the story of our crazy neighbor on the ledge. That's that's awesome.
Absolutely.
And we'll work it out so you can hear the guys. Oscar, I think we'll be able to do that.
We'll make it happen.
Okay.
We can make calls out.
I look forward to it.
Thank you, Kathy.
Bye, Kathy.
Stay healthy, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, there she goes.
Oh, and if you speak to her again, Mike, tell her that both Frank and Jack are okay, too. So it's...
So it was weird. It was a weird, weird world. And once again, as I've attempted to... Are we 12 minutes in with our little timers? Is that what we are?
12:56, yes.
Oh, good. You know what? We have time to do it. So anyway, that's my neighborhood story. And now we can actually open the mailbag because it's not about me. It's about you. And we're going to do that right now because that's what we're going to do, everybody. Hey, how about that, huh?
Yeah, that was cool.
Call somebody from my little left hand right there. It's very exciting.
Tweaking.
I'm such an idiot. No. Now tighter, brighter for your listening pleasure. It's time for our mailbag, ladies and gentlemen. Our first letter says, Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, Mo and I got home Sunday night, and we're not going anywhere for a while. Kelsey is still on the boat with our cousins, which is the safest place for her right now. Here's a bulletin given to me by my wife 5 seconds ago. Chris Cuomo from CNN has tested positive for coronavirus.
Wow.
So that's the New York connection, I believe, up there. That should tell you everything. I mean, these people, I would imagine, are taking some of the most serious protocols of anybody. Pretty amazing.
Like, how does Chris Cuomo, how does he now, I mean, who steps into his shoes on the air? That's a real big question. Who's going to wally pit him?
He's one of my guys, too, and he gives me calm, especially a wonderful exchange between him and his brother last night about Andrew running for president. If you get a chance to watch the viral video, it's great. So Jimmy continues, I wanted to thank you for your support and thanks to the entire TMOS nation for all their help. So many beautiful people helping to keep us open and helping our staff make ends meet. I could actually put my own sentence on there the way I would have liked it to read,
which is
helping keep us open and helping our staff make ends meet while I was luxuriating in the Virgin Islands.
I stayed 6 feet away on the beach.
I pray that you and your families get through this safely. Long live TMOS and JOTT, James Cerrito restaurateur, which is very nice. Good luck, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
I'm glad he's home.
I am too. Andy Wood writes, I'm a principal in Greenwood, California, and am doing weekly book read alouds for my kids during this time. I'm channeling Scott Shannon. I'm channeling Scott Shannon secretly in this one. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for the content. Be safe. Rob has a clip of this guy reading as Scott Shannon. I'm ready to laugh no matter how bad it is.
Made my day. Mike, this is Mr. Wood, okay?
Hey guys,
Andy Wood.
It's Mr. Wood. It's time for another book. Today we're reading Dragons Love Tacos. Dragons Love Tacos. Hey, dragons! Why do you guys love tacos so much? But wait! As much as dragons love tacos, they hate spicy salsa even more. They hate spicy green salsa and spicy red salsa. They hate spicy chunky salsa and spicy smooth salsa. If the salsa is spicy at all, dragons can't stand it. Why do dragons hate spicy salsa? Spicy salsa gives dragons the tummy troubles. And when dragons get the tummy,
that's wonderful. That's
but I think it's very
Andy.
Nice that he's reading to his kids, but also that he's having a little fun with it, Mr. Wood.
Yeah, always have fun. We gotta make the best we can in this tough time. Mike, Rob, Pony, Oscar, Maddie, Katie Powers,
everybody,
Dahlia, everybody. Just a word of appreciation to all involved. Thanks for not avoiding reality, but also for keeping it light while you do so. Yours in Christ, Joe McLeod. Thank you very much, Joe McLeod.
Yeah. McLeod.
One of those interesting name spellings and pronunciations. It's pronounced McLeod, correct?
Yeah, well, I think Gavin
McLeod.
But it's spelled
M-A-C-L-E-O-D.
McLeod. Yeah, but that's not how Dennis Weaver spelled it when he was a cowboy. Fish out of water.
M-C, capital C-L-O-U-D.
Exactly.
I always think of Highlander. McLeod. None of you are fans. I'm going to move on. Please excuse the interruption. Do you know the show?
Highlander? No. Sorry.
I know McLeod.
How you doing, Oscar?
No, you were probably having sex while I was sitting at home watching Highlander, so I apologize.
Well, I promise you that's not the case for me.
Hey, guys, our next letter says, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what. But that means I'm out of touch. That's like Kathy with the smoke show. She had to look it up.
I was a little kid. You were probably slaying tens at WAVA. Literally, that's really what was happening.
And I think it's great that Kathy still listens to the Don and Mike show.
Thank you. Hey, guys, there's not much going on right now, but I got to say, since they are my two favorite impressions, the Larry King and Tom Brokaw promo stuff is literally giving me life, hope, and love. Thank you so incredibly much, Jim Safran. Shafran, we got any today in the promos at all? Do we have
today,
a Larry or a...
We do. We have a new King's Things today, of course.
Oh, good. Very good. Hey, guys, next letter says, it's a blast from your past. It's a real estate guy, Alex Papp.
Hey!
Hi, Alex. Ooh, Alex.
Hi. Boy, Alex, tough times out in Northern California. I hope you all are doing well. My mom turned 50 this week, and I was hoping you could hook up an old friend and have Mike read a little paragraph for her. Thanks. And is this, am I supposed to do this anyway,
yeah,
Rob?
No, just, he just wants the message conveyed. That's all.
All right. But I mean, I, you know, if somebody asks me to read something, it's really hard for me to read it straight when it's, you know, when there's comedy potential here, you know.
Could you read it as a character from Highlander?
Sure. Yeah, this is what I would think if it's Highlander. Happy birthday, Mom. I'm so proud of ye and all your accomplishments. You're such a great and all-around beautiful person. And I'm so happy to be your son. Yes, Harry. Love Alex and Robert. They're doing their level best to survive during the COVID crisis here. Thanks, guys. Alex Papp, the ding-dong daddy of NorCal. And yes, Alex, we would love to get another advertising schedule from you.
Yeah, thanks
next
for
letter says, my TMOS brothers, I love the MOCP. Yes, that was the best radio I've ever watched. Holy crap, so much fun. Everyone being at home, well, almost everyone, really made us all feel bonded. If your lovers, I'm sorry, your livers can take it, I'd love a few more in the coming weeks. We plan on doing it this Friday again.
Absolutely.
Thank you, fellas, and thank you, Maddie, too. Tom Schmidt. Tom Schmidt, great guy, good friend
good
of the show.
Good guy.
Guy that did a wonderful documentary on Unraveling the Cosmos that Rob and I worked on a few years back. So thank you, Tom. We appreciate that. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie, my name is Mario Sobrino.
He's a good guy.
Mario. Mario Sobrino, he's such a good guy, sheltering in a place of making the gravy for the Sunday dinner. And I am from Orlando, Florida. I started listening to the Mike O'Mara Show in 2011 when I began my first year of college. By the way, Orlando getting pretty whacked by this.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
As is the entire state of Florida. So I wonder if those 50-somethings are glad that they blew it off now. Probably not. Mm. After 5 years, I completed bachelor degrees in both psychology and sociology. Then I spent 3 years completing a master's in mental health counseling and then a full year of counseling experience. This week, I've finally been accepted to pursue my PhD in counselor education at the University of Mississippi. This guy is one educated dude.
Yes.
I want to send my biggest thanks to you all. You boys got me through long commutes and rough days with your shtick and camaraderie. While I'm extremely excited and doing my best to get ready to leave my home state of Florida, I was wondering if the Southern Bells had any advice for me as I prepare for my move to Ole Miss in Oxford, Mississippi. Best wishes to all of you. Future Dr. Mario Sobrino, class of 2023. Well, that means we have to bring them in, ladies and gentlemen. The Southern Bells. Well, I'm not sure that an Italian fella is going to do real well. We don't have a lot of people from that part of the world, but oh, what a shame that that country is going through what they're going through. Isn't that terrible?
I hope he stays a good distance from his fellow classmates.
Yeah, they call that social separation. I tell you something, I'm not capable of social separation. I just want to still have my girlfriends over for tea.
Luckily, we have the advantage of having a 6-foot diameter on our petticoats on our hoop skirts, so we do social distance as long as we don't rub clothes.
Yes, as a matter of fact, last week we had our very own cotillion on the front porch of the plantation mansion, and we danced 6 feet apart, just doing little spins, and had a wonderful time, and it was wonderful. Montgomery brought out his fiddle and played for us in Mississippi. It was so wonderful. It really
was. I was so pleased he brought out his 6-foot muddling spoon so he could make the juleps from a distance.
Absolutely. And stay safe and be sweet. Oh, Oscar Santana has a question for the Southern Bells.
Y le dije cuando yo llegué de que lo que es tuyo y lo que es mío.
Well, we may be the Southern Bells, but you're far too north right now, my friend. Our politics would indicate that you need to get yourself back to your home country. Very good. Thank you very much. Be sweet. Be sweet.
Thank you. Thank you. The Southern Bells, ladies and gentlemen.
Our final letter says, Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, I'm catching up on the TMOS episodes that I've missed, and it's been a godsend during these stressfully quarantined times. My wife and I are both working from home now and having to sit across from her at our kitchen table. I'm having to. I thought, see, sometimes I write my own sentence when I, there it is in print. I've got it. Somehow I wanted to rewrite it to make it more evil than it was. Let me start again.
Please.
My wife and I are both working from home now and I'm having to sit across from her at our kitchen table.
Yes.
The sentence I was going to read would have read,
and having to sit across from her at our kitchen table.
Oh, you were setting something up. You were setting something up. I see. Yes.
The writer says, our laptops open as though we're in a deadly game of Battleship. Her beady eyes continually peering over her laptop, judging, always judging. See, his is better than mine. Our kids have turned feral during this time at home. And while we knew that turn would happen, we just didn't think it would happen so soon. I haven't gotten around to showering just yet, but as it's only been 2 weeks of quarantine, I don't want to rush into things. This is a funny letter. I love the show and just wanted to thank you all for years of entertainment and comfort, especially now. I hope you're all staying safe and that you all emerge from these scary times as unscathed as possible. Best wishes, Ryan Walton. P.S. Rob, I finally got around to watching Gone with the Wind in its entirety. I was completely thrown by what a delightfully effed up tramp Scarlett O'Hara was. Amazing.
There it's a great go. Movie for quarantine because it's lengthy. Yeah. Check it out.
Well, good. You two Confederates can watch that. Start the damn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know something, Junior? You don't know how to run your plate. You're 32 years old, you don't know how to run your plate. The omelet is supposed to come out eaten with the bread.
Tony, I don't want all that bread. You made me too much bread. You always make me too much bread.
And you don't even dip your bread. I made the omelet nice and soft in the middle so you could dip your bread.
Get out of my eggs.
A little bit of hot pepper on it.
You stop putting hot pepper on my eggs?
You don't even butter your bread. Look, no jelly? Here. This nice jelly Antoinette made. Apricot and pineapple. Oh, nice. Here.
I told you I don't want that much bread. Don't you understand? I've been telling you that for 100 years. You love bread. I don't love bread. I like bread. Do you understand I gotta watch my weight? Can you learn anything from Salvatore? 39 the man was. 39 years old, and he's dead, 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 Dom. And that killed him.
Here, blow up these balloons.
Okay.
You ate the yoni. Well?
Let me think. Okay.
He ate the birthday cake.
Go over to Sutter's. For Anthony. Get another piece of cake. Something, anything. Maybe there's an ice cream cake. Something with happy birthday
don't
already.
Don't give him any
the
money.
Yoni.
Right, come on. Oh, pay for yourself. Right,
I got it. I got it. What are you going to do with that cake?
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Hey, everybody, welcome to your Corona Connection. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to be with you for another day. We're going to keep doing shows. We can do them anywhere. So, we're setting up wherever we need to set up. Maddie, no longer at the Podcast Village. She is now at home. Maddie, I hope everything goes well for you and John. Well, John's unfazed by anything. Yeah, so, I know he can.
Yes,
he
I think Maddie's the one that's hurting because she's got to stay there. There's no outlet.
That's right.
It's frustrating.
Right?
We're all living with it. And, welcome to Florida, which they're saying perhaps could be another epicenter.
Mm.
Bonus. Mm.
Keep trying.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios at our nation's capital. We still are, sort of. We're all over the place. Rochester, Michigan, we love you. Janesville, Wisconsin, Culpeper, Virginia, Bear Valley, Anchorage, Alaska, Cheney, Washington, and Saigon, Vietnam. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Lightstream. It's not surprising if you have 2 or 3 high-interest credit cards. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? We're all there.
Hello.
Yeah, it's kind of fun as we're waiting to finally close on our house. Really, don't spend anything. Yeah, because I consolidated. I'm not going to burden you with my situation. It's
no.
Great. Financially, I'm doing great.
Yes. Go by the advice of Elvis's father. Don't spend money.
This man is lying.
Lightstream. That's what I want to talk about. So a lot of people have high interest credit cards in their wallet right now. So
Why not pay them off with a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream? They're great. How would Tony the Tiger say they're great?
They're great!
Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. You can quickly roll balances from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan payment with a low fixed interest rate. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates from just 5.95% APR with autopay, and there's absolutely no fee. And you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Check out an actual testimonial. I went to Lightstream. It was great. There it is. Apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. Here's the disclaimer. I'm going to read it as fast as possible.
Okay.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. And offers are just subject. Just start again.
Okay.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change. That's the part. I got to get that light.
You got it.
Yeah, you got it, baby. It's all yours.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount with terms and subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. Thank you. Thank you.
Nicely done.
Love it.
Thank you. Here we are. I'm a big fan of Chris Cuomo. I like the guy, and I very sad to, you know, New York is just I don't know if you pay attention to the numbers that we're getting every day. But if you do, you would know that yesterday at the briefing that I did not watch, I was watching a movie with my son. They said that a good case scenario will be 100,000 to 200,000 deaths. And when you think about the numbers right now, that is an absolutely stunning figure. I don't know if it lands with the majority of Americans that may be in parts of the country where this is not a thing yet. But I have to say, even down here in Florida, where I was running my multiplication tables to say, okay, we're this percentage of it right now, what's going to happen? The way they're indicating this is that it's going to slowly roll out. We apparently down here in the great state of Florida are 30 days away, about a month away, before this thing settles down or starts to peak and then heads back down the mountain, which is just stunning. But
what really frightens me about that, as someone who I do enjoy numbers sometimes, I just like, you know, to do statistics and things like that. When they say the best case scenario is between 100 and 200,000, that means that they've only narrowed it down to a target of 100,000 people. Think of the standard of deviation that even if they get it right, another 100,000 is a lot. And that's a huge window.
Oh, yeah.
And that just underscores to me the fact, what we've been saying all along, sadly, we just don't know what to expect yet.
Yeah, and Americans, I wrote this down today for my show prep, and we won't dwell on this, but I got to get some stuff. I want to ask Oscar about the pretty intense attitude they have in D.C. about this, but I also wrote this down, and I said, we are, I think, after all these years, we're a pretty pain-averse society, and Italy was kind of pain-averse. And really, I don't want to make sweeping generalizations about culture, but when you look at a country like South Korea, where they, you know, I don't want to say that it's more of a work ethic or that they're smarter than we are, but they did seem to put in painful, dramatic measures much sooner, and they certainly tested people much sooner, where I think that what I look at down here in South Florida with a lot of retirees, when I'm looking around, is people just don't want to make any kind of concession or sacrifice, even
soft,
it would be for greater good.
Soft.
How stunned should I be?
I don't know if it's painful. I think it's a softness.
But it's a soft life. That's true where I'm at. But I mean, getting out, taking a walk, getting out, riding a bike, that's fine. You're away from people. You're getting fresh air. Fine. If you can do that, do that. When I looked yesterday, riding around our neighborhood on a bicycle, and I looked, and there were tons of people at the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? At the community pool? Am I missing something, or are they missing something where if you were exposed and you were getting in a body of water where I always thought was a petri dish anyway.
Sure.
I don't know. It's kind of, I was taking aback.
I feel if I could just my two cents, I feel like there's so much misinformation out there, especially in the Sun Belt, where people think because it's hot, the virus is going to be killed by the sun and the UV rays.
And again, that's something that they don't know. So, they just don't
know
it yet.
Where is that coming from, though?
The flu usually diminishes when warm weather comes in because the flu virus doesn't live well in warm weather. So
well,
people
then we
are assuming
that. We wouldn't have any cases. It's 90 degrees down here. Then we wouldn't have any cases down here at all.
So there's that. I think there's a lot of, and I could be wrong, but this is my perspective, that it can't be that bad. It's New York. It's a filthy town. Florida's cleaner. Everything's far apart. Like, you get that, we don't live in a big metropolitan city type of vibe, so they don't have to deal with it.
Well, I'm all about the, not being on top of people and not being shoulder to shoulder with people and going into a store and being, and keeping distance.
Yeah,
but
there's an attitude towards larger cities from certain states and certain areas that are a little more dispersed among population wise, like you have more land that you're like, oh, it can't happen here, I'm safe. But what people aren't accounting for is, look, it's we all go to the same grocery store. We all go to the same electronic store. We all go to the same drug store. That's where these places become places that you would interact. The pool situation. I'm telling you, Mike, there are people that just think it's about their politics, and it's about if I buy into this and I'm buying into the liberal agenda, people are blinded by it. Absolutely blinded by it.
So I want to pose this though too. Many people that are in your neighborhood and in the Florida area are retirees from big city areas. They've gotten away from it. Do you think that somehow they have some sort of mental programming that, well, I left all that behind me because I'm in Florida now? That's
no,
their problem.
I think what Oscar said probably, I think he's got a point where it, but there, look,
I'm not
they
political.
They might be politically a certain way, but these are educated people, a lot of them that I know that are down here.
Right.
But I mean, like, for example, you know what I'm getting more than anything else online from some of the guys that I hang out with down here? I'm getting jokes.
Yeah.
I'm getting jokes every day. And that's how it's being processed.
People are dying and they're making jokes.
It's not. There's a disconnect down here. And, there's only one way. There's only one way, and I hate to say this, where the disconnect would be connected, and that would be if one person in a community got it. Now, where I live down here, I think we've got 6 or 7 cases in my town down here. Mm-hmm. In my county, we have 100, and it just went up. They just modified it. How about that? Went up from the 170s to 185, 185. In the state of Florida, 6,000 people. I'm understanding from what I read that they have tested a fraction. Yeah. You can multiply that. You can multiply it by tens to get what the real number is. And, I've been sitting there dealing with this for 3 weeks. I go over to my only experience going over to the Cocoonville is late in the day where there's about 9 or 20 feet between me and the next person.
Right.
And everybody I talk to, I stay away. I don't make contact. A guy wanted to give me a fist bump the other day. I looked at him like he was out of his mind.
Yeah.
I said, I heard you sold your house. He said, let me give you a fist bump. I said, what is the deal?
I went to the office this morning early on. And we are doing a great job in D.C. of social distancing. A lot of people at the office today in downtown, they were just going to get their things so they could work from home because they thought they were going to be back sooner than they were going to, right? So they're not going to be back sooner than they thought they would. So they're going to get some more paper so they can do their work from home. And we got on the elevator, and people are wearing masks and gloves. And I was about to get on the elevator, and the gentleman was already on there. He said, come on in. And I'm like, nah, I'll take the next one.
Next one.
Like, you're wearing a mask and gloves, and you tell me to come on in. I can take the next one.
Well, I mean, and here's what I felt. And I felt like I didn't feel like an idiot, but why the F am I the guy over here that's got to feel uncomfortable?
Within 2 weeks.
Because I tell you, it's like,
everybody will be in the same shoes you're in, and you will be safe. because you were there early.
It's seeping in.
You were honest about it with yourself and your family. It was embarrassing. That embarrassment is not worth the risk to your family. It's absolutely worth the risk to your family. Being uncomfortable telling people you can't go places because of COVID-19 is absolutely worth leaning into that discomfort with your friends or your family to say, hey, I'm just looking out for the greater good. This is a small sacrifice to make for the next effing lifetime of those you love.
And I think it's going to be a sea change in the way we live going forward. I hope it is. I really, really hope it is. I hope that, you know, as far as the hand washing and the way we do it. And by the way, we have had people working. We have one individual that comes in to this house and did some work. It was basically a faucet that was broken. And we sanitized the area after he left. And he was told to take his shoes off when he came in. And like little stuff like that. And I think that it's not all that over the top to accomplish some of these things and try to stay safe. You still have a small percentage of not getting what you were supposed to get. By the way, it was kind of a weird deal last night where this faucet, this plumber came by, said, well, you got to get a new faucet. And I said, you can get it or I can go pick it up. And I was like, you know what? I'll go ahead and get it. And
good for you. They love selling off the truck, those crooks.
I put gloves on, went to the home improvement store. This guy was coming back today, so I would have ordered it online in a heartbeat and I went in with gloves on, I think the closest person to me was probably 30 feet away, and I got out of there except for when I checked out, and then I got into my car, I had gloves on. Everybody walking into that store did not have gloves or a mask, not one person, and they're coming out, and I got in there, and I sat in my car where I had Lysol disinfecting wipes. Yeah. And I swabbed down the package that had the hose in it and then took my gloves off, threw them out when I get home, got home, washed my hands for two minutes when I got home.
We're on the same page. Anything that comes to the house, we have a little section of our little home where we Lysol everything down. If there's things we can take out, like their Hot Pockets that got delivered, we'll take the Hot Pockets out of the box and we'll throw away the box. Mm-hmm. So anything we can take out of their containers after we've cleaned them up. I mean, this is not necessarily something you make peace with, but it's something that you have to do. And it adds 15 minutes to everything you do in your life. I go up, I go down, I put new gloves on, I have to spray everything on. Did I touch my keys? Did I grab this? I don't want to use the restrooms here. I'm probably backed up for days because I'd just rather use it at home.
I was that way anyway. I'd be that way almost all the time. I would do that. I would rather use the Lord & Taylor, not a store anymore, the Lord & Taylor bathroom at Fair Oaks Mall than the one at WJFK. Not a problem that was ever shared by Eric Bickle.
No,
much more confident man than
I'm
I was.
I'm a confident man. I've gone in holes in South America because it's been given me that way. I'm not going into public restrooms unless I absolutely have to.
Yeah, now it's a life and death. I was talking about personal embarrassment. Oh, okay. But we have to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap this up. I do want to ask you, Oscar, about what they're doing in D.C., and then we can get to a nice little diversion for the O'Mara family that you could do at home, too. It should be
good.
Fantastic. How am I doing? Is my video okay?
It is. Is your computer dying?
Oh, yes, it is. Thank you, Oscar.
You're like a swami.
By the way, if I do that again, I'm going to hit myself really hard in the head. How much did I have? Let me see how much I have here. All right, come on. 5%. There it is.
There it is. Absolutely.
Thank you. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Oscar.
You're welcome.
Hello, this is Bob Barker. I used to host The Price is Right, and now I'm retired. And I also lost my wife, Dorothy Jo, years ago. So when there's shopping to do, Dorothy Jo can't go to the grocery store. So what do? I use the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. And I get all the goods and services that I require, especially my pharmaceutical items. Yes, go to the TMOS Shopping Center, Macy's, Target, and Walmart. I get everything I need from that shopping center. That's how much it means to me.
Thanks, Bob.
So please think of Dorothy Jo and use the TMOS Shopping Center. And what do we have for William?
Hey, during this time where we're all quarantined, you know something that's a great afternoon? Sharing your family photos or movies and getting nostalgic. Why not watch something meaningful like home movies? Break out that box full of films and camcorder tapes and have them converted to DVD or digital. You just need Legacy Box to do it. And once again, it's a great online business where you can send them out and they'll come back to you. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all your home movies and pictures digitally preserved on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. And now it's on sale. Legacy Box is the way for you to preserve your past, and you can do it from your home. It's so easy. You pack and send. Legacy Box digitizes everything by hand, and then you enjoy.
Enjoy.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos, has helped over 750,000 families digitally preserve their past, including the O'Maras, the Spiewaks, and the Santanas. I got old home movies put on a thumb drive, fantastic quality, and so convenient. To brighten your day, Legacy Box is currently offering an incredible 50% sale. Prices start at just $34.99. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer and send in when you're ready. Get started preserving your past today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer and then send in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last. Okay, we'll get to the fun stuff in a second here because that's a heavy day. It's a yesterday a lot of news that was really heavy. I guess DC talking about maybe non-essentials that are out there on the street arresting people if they're loitering out there and doing what's the deal in our nation's capital right now?
In the DMV now, there are fine powers and arrest powers for those before the what was basically in place as far as laws go. The essential employees could go to work, but there wasn't really this next layer of the cake that says, now the police will stop you if you're breaking the law. If you don't have the proper credentials, you can be fined. And if you're, you know, if you go to the next level, you can be arrested. So that is across the board.
So you walking, are you carrying, carrying papers with you?
Mike, I walked up here with my llama and my wife and our backpacks on top of the llama because we didn't want to chance it. We didn't want to drive around.
Yeah, it looked like you're coming into Bethlehem.
So everywhere we got to go, studio.
Is the llama Santos?
Yeah, Santos. That's our little llama.
But you do it. But you literally have a media cred though, because you're essential, right?
We do. We have a piece of paper, but honestly, like this changes the entire paradigm of like, do you want to be hassled every time you drive somewhere? Do you want to go somewhere unless you're going to the grocery store?
Right.
If it really is surreal because. Even for our productions that we're having for ESPN, everybody now is on Zoom or Skype, and we're producing from here. It's important because, and this has to happen because the people that were not supposed to go out, were not supposed to go onto the basketball courts and play basketball with their friends, are continuing to do so. So now they had to empower the local authorities to say, they can break up a game. They can fine you. If you're having a bonfire, they can come and arrest you.
Right.
Like, get on the same page. People are dying.
I agree. And, you know, it's going to get like that. If you believe what you read, hey, look, nothing would make anybody happier than to have a sea change in this particular trajectory of a virus. And maybe it could. Maybe the measures we have taken
never
would be
rule out hope. Never rule
but
out hope.
The experts are saying probably not, and you still have to do everything they're telling you to do. Be as careful as you possibly can. We'll wait and see. Different day, different story.
Yeah, and we're gonna get out on the other side faster than anybody else has ever done so in modern history. These pain points, especially if you own a small business, are real.
Yeah, buy a T-shirt. Thank you very much. Oh, and hey, movie channels, and I'm not talking about streaming, by the way, Netflix, Amazon, the streaming services, making first run movies available, you know, way to go streaming services. Hey, movie channels. Hey, HBO, Showtime and stuff. Excuse me. You know, you owe the United States of America a little better content.
Step up your game.
Showtime. I mean, really.
Showtime sucks.
Homeward Bound 2, Lost in San Francisco. Tickle my Irish bag. I mean, what are you talking about? Seriously, what
they shouldn't even, Mike. They shouldn't even be out in San Francisco. They should be staying in.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, but you know, I don't mind going through the Adam Sandler catalog 8 times. Thanks so much.
Did you see The Invisible Man?
I watched The Invisible Man and a different twist on an old theme of a movie.
Do you agree that it was
entertaining?
Great? Do you agree that it was great?
I mean, it's great, but I texted Oscar last night, the first 5 minutes, it's like, okay. You know, all right, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, all right?
Okay.
Because it's not really going to ruin the movie for you, all right?
Wait, you can't
when
see the guy?
All right, Elizabeth Moss, okay, Handmaid.
Yes.
Let me tell you, Handmaid, when you're trying to get away from your abusive boyfriend, can you do me a favor? Can you not screw up everything? Can you not kick the dog's dish, bump into the car to set the alarm off, struggle to get over the wall, drop the pills that'll allow him to track where you were, and all that other crap, okay? She was driving me nuts in the first, 5 minutes. Then it settles down, and it gets it's highly, highly entertaining, and I won't give you any spoilers on that, but you know, a lot of close-ups of Elizabeth Moss.
Worth the 20 bucks?
That's good filmmaking.
Worth the 20 bucks?
Let me tell you why it was worth 20, because we're all feasting on it now. We're all craving it. I'm going to try to give you. And by the way, all right, for all of you that want to put the whole Facebook page with 15 different things up on Facebook, I'm trying to make a living here, all right? Will you let us handle that? Will you let us come on and do that a little bit, okay? All right, Paulie, you know, I don't come into Brooklyn and get behind the wheel of your city bus, all right? You know, Paulie doesn't do it. I'm just kidding. But he likes to review movies. I get that. Everybody wants to. No, it's fine. It's fine. But
it's fine.
Think the cable channels need to step it up just a little bit, all right?
Yeah.
And I will have, and by the way, it's not all just watching the screen to get you through this. I've got a tip for you that's a kind of a variation on what I talked about a few weeks ago. When we come back, I'm going to tell you all about that, and it's going to be something you're going to love. But you have to do it a certain way.
All right.
Might have to order one thing online and then, you know. But I want to do stuff with this game because I'm addicted again. We'll grab it.
Baby loves me, yes, yes, she does.
And now with King's Things, here's Larry.
I got a lot of respect for people who understand calculators. The Masked Singer makes me gassy. I never kissed a plumber. I have no idea how she got there, officer. I always forget about Ohio. Weird. The interior of my car still smells like salad dressing. I don't have any fingernails. If you want funny, you want the TMOS bonus show. Go to MichaelMaryShow.com. Use your mouse. Buy it. It's good. Okay?
Buy it.
Thanks, Larry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Discussing brassieres, if you'll allow me for a moment.
Please,
here.
Please.
Wish you would.
And I'm not going to do the grease man thing. All right? That would not be in 2020 a way to sell a brassiere by saying, ooh, dash nice.
Oh,
okay,
well, I
that really wouldn't be, all right? You know, we're trying to feed our families here and sell these Third Love bras, okay? If you want me to go in there and go, ooh, that's nice.
It might have been a typo. You know, I think what I wanted from you is, oh, that's nice. I might have spelled it wrong.
Third Love bras are designed to fit you, not the other way around.
Right.
Their bra styles are designed with measurement data from millions of women and made to fit your life. They have over 80 bra sizes, but they also know the only size that matters is yours. Did you know breast shape matters when finding a good fit? Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. Plus, straps that won't slip and no itch tagless labels, super thin memory foam cups that mold to your shape. Plus, the perfect fit promise, if after 60 days,
yes,
you don't love it, return it. Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. So far, this amazingly wonderful company has donated over $15 million in bras. I salute them for that. Carla loves hers. You're going to love yours. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. And I'm going to sneeze.
Hey, that deals nothing to sneeze at, Oscar.
Should have gone into my elbow. I'm sorry. I should have done
That's fine, Joe Biden.
15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. All right. I talked about the board game Trouble.
Trouble.
Yes, the Pop-O-Matic Dome with the die in it.
What?
the Pop-O-Matic dome that has a die in it. That's it's very cool.
Yeah, and you pop it, and then you
is
go around the board.
Is it a Pop-O-Matic bubble?
It's a Pop-O-Matic bubble.
Oh, I thought it was a Pop-O-Matic dome. I stand corrected.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to modernize it, maybe make it 2020, you could call it the Pop-O-Matic dome. It's a retro game. It was around when my grandmother was alive, and she's been dead for, well, let me do the math. Yeah, 135 years.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
I will tell you, trouble. Hi, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'm somewhat of a degenerate gambler. Oh. If you'd like to take any board game, I was thinking about when we get social again that I'm going to invite another couple over.
Yes.
And we're going to play drinking trouble. You can play last night. Carl and I had a little battle where we played best two out of three. The loser had to give the other person a 7 minute per foot rub. Total of 14 minutes. It's a pain in the ass. It's not pleasurable.
I thought you guys have had a foot rub bet going on for a while.
Well, we've done foot rubs. I mean, that's it. Here's the way it works. Carl is a lovely woman, beautiful feet. My feet, even though I'm a big tub of goo, my feet are just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I have beautiful
feet. Odorless. Always have
completely
been.
Completely odorless. I mean, down in Florida might have changed a little bit, but I'm not sure.
Those Crocs don't really breathe that well.
The Skechers are just like. Let me just see. Hold on. Let me get my
Skechers. Oh, God. This is great.
All right. Here we go. Nice.
Here we go.
Oh, look at those.
Shape ups.
No, sorry. Nothing.
Hey, wow. He's good. Nothing. God bless you, man.
What if you click those together three times and say there's no place like home?
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So the bet was best two out of three.
Trouble.
Loser. Trouble. Loser has to give the person a marathon, like 14 minutes. And
that's
I am not.
Brutal.
When it comes to foot rubs, I am squarely in the wish to receive camp, not in the game. And I was tired. I rode the bike a couple of times yesterday.
Oh,
I was out there hitting some golf balls, 92 degrees down here. It's hot. I was wiped. I was done. I didn't want to do this. Watch
who
the
won
Corona
the first
crap.
Game? Who won the first game?
She won the first game, and then she won the second game. And she I hardly got out of the box. And then later in the evening, because she's a wonderful wife.
What color pegs were you?
Red. Always red.
Always red. And she?
Always red. She was yeller.
Yeller.
She was yeller. And by the way, the little man comes in too. Michael gets into the game too. It's fantastic. But she gave me a chance. She said, you know what? You are moaning so much. All right. I will give you one more chance. And if you win, you don't have to give me the foot rub tonight. But you still have to put your son down for bed. And by the way, you would think a massive effort. Not really. But
no.
It's just another thing you do as a parent. And, you know this, Rob. It's, it's not the greatest duty in the world. Because
no, it's repetitive.
Brush the teeth. Wash the hands. Go pee-pee. Go to bed. Daddy, I'm scared.
Yeah, and they're never thankful. They never say thank you for walking me through the process. It's always
a friend of mine that didn't want to. I told you. A friend of mine that didn't want to have children one time said, I'm not ready for that much ingratitude. So that's the way it goes. So, I won the one-off game. I won the playoff.
That's good.
And it was just, but I was guilty. I was guilty because she technically won the big bet and then just gave me a chance to get it back. I forgot what the payoff was going to be. There was going to be some other, I think it was going to be 20 minutes a foot in the event that I lost. I went for it. I went for it last night. Trouble, if you want a family board game that's simple, but it's a great game of chance. You know,
big money trouble.
You know what I'd like? You know how Monopoly doesn't Monopoly have the high end? Oscar, you've done all the things like manufacturing stuff.
Yes.
How much would we? What would be the licensing to get the Mike O'Mara game of trouble? But I'd really love to elevate it and manufacture it and sell it.
It's
stainless steel pawns.
Just hardier. Stainless steel pawns.
Because it was junky to begin with. It was junky to begin with, and I'm sure it's horrible now.
That's not something.
Oh, it was junky to begin with. The ones they sell now are basically made out of tissue paper.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I want it to be.
I can look into it.
There
are websites that allow you to make a, like, it wouldn't be Monopoly, but something like Monopoly. Trouble, something like Trouble. So I can see what that costs. It just becomes a quantity
that's
issue.
Right. I bet that's not an exclusive game because it's a pretty simple game.
Yeah, yeah.
But I
yeah.
would love
we could
to
call
do
it
that.
Something you could actually, else, like Pony.
You could actually roll a die. Too,
Pony's Trouble. That's why.
Yeah. If somebody wants it, let's create it. Let's create that. Yeah. I think it would be really, really exciting. That's it. But, you know, as far as the streaming services, I'm looking for Recos, you know, as far as something
what
to
What about Ozark? Watch. Ozark's out.
Ozark never did it for me. I'm sorry.
Really?
Ozark.
It's so good.
It's another
season.
One of those shows you guys latched onto, and I it just didn't have credibility for me, you know? Mm. I mean, to be honest with you, the Elizabeth Moss movie was different enough where it held my interest. And she's
also
a good
something
actor,
exciting so. About seeing it when it's in when it should be in the theater.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very, very cool.
How about a board game called Moss? And it's based on Elizabeth Moss, and you have to move her and get her out of the apartment without her boyfriend beating her up.
No. You the
Pony,
game?
Is the idea for your game Funopoly?
I might be F-U-Nopoly.
F-U-Nopoly. That's up. All right. We got to take a break, and we will come back with that wonderful feature on the Mike O'Mara Show. Corona news for you. Yes, sir. Isn't that exciting? We'll be right back.
My fellow Americans, we've decided as a way to strengthen America, we are going to keep the Yak Shack open, at least until Easter. What a beautiful vision. Imagine all of the TMOS listeners in their Sunday best, shoulder to shoulder, calling the Yak Shack. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Call us. Tell us who you are. Or how you are, or where you are. Get close, but not too close. Cough into your elbow. Shop local. Think global. No kissing. Some handshaking. Don't spit much. And don't touch other people's faces. A few deaths will save America. Sad. But the Yak Shack is open. Happy. Let's fight this virus with strength and ignorance. Thank you.
Thank you, Donald. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Show.
Some
handshaking.
Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their favorite podcast. Let me try that again.
Yes.
Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their favorite podcast. We shall come together by staying apart. Be strong, put on a brave face, and look your best. This benefits you as well as those around you. And the easiest way to look your best is to grab a brand new limited edition Mike O'Mara Show logo t-shirt or hoodie. Now available. Now is the time to let your TMOS flag fly with beautiful brand new O'Mara merchandise. How are we doing on our t-shirt sales, Oscar?
Mike, we are selling not just t-shirts, but sweatshirts as well.
That's right, good. Hoodies. And are they flying off the shelves?
They are selling.
That's good. Ready to be delivered right to your front door with zero human contact. By the way, when you get your TMOS t-shirt or hoodie, please put it on. Take a picture and put it online so we can see you. Just click the t-shirt banner at MikeOmaraShow.com. Help us out, folks. Ta-da. Your choice of the striking TMOS logo tee or the dashing logo hoodie, available in all sizes from Pony to Rob. And even better, every purchase not only spreads the gospel of your favorite podcast, it also keeps us trucking on during these tough times. TMOS shirts and hoodies, because you care about your fellow man and woman. And I thank you.
Thank
you. God bless the United States of America.
News!
Oh, sorry about that. Your music and my music overlapped.
Okay, come on.
News!
Yeah. News!
Boom, bam! Boo.
There is already, believe it or not, a coronavirus movie in the pipeline. And somehow it's surprising both that it happened so soon and that it hadn't happened already. This is in Hollywood, though. It's a Canadian thriller called Corona. Sorry, Rob. And it's already finished and being shopped to streaming services. It obviously can't go to theaters because we're still dealing with that. In this case, can we please get spoilers? Let's do that. Corona isn't really about the pandemic itself because it was just a so-called Chinese virus when the idea was conceived. The director says it was inspired by the stories he heard about Chinese tourists being attacked. They filmed it last month before the virus had exploded worldwide. Well, then it isn't a real thing.
Well,
it
I think
really
it's going
to be that big a deal.
Mike, it's going to be a great movie, and here's why. They didn't rush production. They took their time and made sure it's going to be good.
It's apparently used to explore fear and racism among apartment tenants that get trapped in an elevator together at the first stages of the COVID-19
so
crisis.
So a fortune was sent on scenery.
Yes.
It's set in an elevator.
In an elevator, that's tough to shoot, wasn't it? Yeah, sorry, not
news.
That. who knew that watching a bunch of artists perform in their living rooms with limited equipment, no makeup, and not even a great white level pyro would captivate millions of people? But that's where we are in spring 2020. Fox presents the iHeart Living Room Concert for America, hosted by Elton John. It was seen by at least 8.7 million people over multiple networks Sunday night and has raised $8 million and counting. Performers included Alicia Keys, the Backstreet Boys, Billie Eilish, Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day, Camila Cabello, and did I pronounce that right, or is it Cabello?
I think it's Cabello.
Cabello. Mm-hmm. And Shawn Mendes, Dave Grohl, let me see, Mariah Carey, Sam Smith, Tim McGraw, just to name a few. Some people who performed together were actually doing it remotely, like the Backstreet Boys, who sang I Want It That Way from five different locations.
It's pretty cool that they can do that. They have the technology.
Very neat. Here's a piece of corporate synergy we never saw coming. The lunatics at PepsiCo just created, are you ready?
Yes.
Mountain Dew flavored Doritos.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
They must have some tang to them.
Oh, my God. According
shock
to one person who tried them, they taste like, quote, citrus lime detergent.
Oh, no.
You know, because they have the touch of lime Tostitos, so I can see where they can put citrus into it, but the sweet wouldn't work for me. I don't think it's a good idea.
Speaking of food, hey, Carla, what are you making?
Oh,
fruit cake.
Smells nice.
Come on in here. Tell us what you're making. God, it smells good in here.
And
what
I
are you,
had, I had Tostitos
what are you cooking?
Last
are you cooking
for
something
dinner.
For yourself?
I'm making you some homemade chicken thighs and rice
for
lunch.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. And he's dead, Dom. Dead.
Can I take a moment to give a shout out to the Pepsi Corporation?
Sure.
Because they make Mountain Dew, so it's sort of related here. They are related to Yum Foods because, you know, Taco Bell only serves Pepsi. And it made me think today, I want to applaud Taco Bell for having free taco day today, because what we need right now is an excuse to make people leave their house and have contact with people that are making food and handing it to you from less than 6 feet away through a dirty glass window. Hooray, Taco Bell. Good thinking.
That was Rob's moment. That was Rob's coronavirus moment right there.
Yeah.
You got to let him
free
vent.
Taco has today.
You want to go, you can't.
Yeah, you know what?
You can't go. You can't do this. And also know this, Yum Foods, don't try to make lemonade out of these lemons. We are in an international pandemic. Don't make yourself look, what a good guy. They're giving away a taco. No! You're playing us.
And it's the protocol, though, that these businesses, drive-thrus, by their very nature, get to stay open, right?
Because yes, of course. The way separation, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. So good luck with that. Are you okay now? Did that help getting that out?
Cleanse.
I feel 12 to 15% better.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well, Mountain Dew flavored Doritos.
Boo.
Sound gross to me. Here's some good stories. I love the positives. And
yes.
Every day I try to edit these, but I don't. I usually get 9 or 10 of them, and I give them all to you. There's a new trend where people drive to hospitals at night and flash their headlights to support healthcare workers.
That's nice.
50 cars pulled up to a hospital in Oklahoma Friday night, and hundreds showed up at a hospital in Kentucky on Sunday. That's a nice story. And they flashed their lights to show people they're thinking of. The owner of a cafe in Melbourne, Australia, saw how many people were lined up for unemployment. So he went to the bank, took out 10 grand, and gave everyone $100 to buy groceries.
Mm,
that's just one
awesome.
Guy.
That's awesome.
In less than 100 hours, engineers from the Mercedes Formula One team took an ordinary CPAP machine like people use when Rob and I have had them, when they have sleep apnea. They tweaked it to help people with the virus stay off ventilators. They're about to start testing dozens of them and should be able to roll them out fast if they work. They're going to replace ventilators.
Wow. That
in some
is
cases.
Brilliant thinking.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love
that. That's great.
You know, using that millions and millions and millions of dollars for those fast race cars to do some real good. Yesterday, Krispy Kreme gave out free donuts to healthcare workers on the front lines, and they'll be doing it every Monday through May 12th. The FDA cleared the way for a company in Ohio to disinfect more reusable face masks.
They were only allowed to do 10,000 a day at first, but they said they could do 160,000 a day.
Wow.
So the FDA cleared some red tape. They made it happen.
That's
There's awesome.
There's
something for everybody, people. You got to realize this, okay? Democrats that want more government regulation, you listen to this. This is when you cut a little of that red tape when necessary.
Get it moving.
Where it's not an all or nothing proposition. Let that happen.
Right.
That's why we need smart people in these positions that ought to be vetted. So the people that run these programs at the FDA, the people that make these decisions can look at something and go, yeah, that can be done. We can do that.
Yep.
That's a very, very libertarian, right-wing attitude of less government intervention. In this particular case, you're watching it, and I urge all my fellow Democrats to look at something like that and say, this is when it's important to relax regulations.
Right.
Not about the now, hey, Republicans, as you're high-fiving now, that doesn't apply to all your buddies allowing people to pump poop into rivers again. Okay.
Right.
Thank you very much. Saying, hey, we got 10,000 jobs. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We can't breathe, but we got 10,000 jobs. Okay. So I'm not, it's all a gray area.
And speaking of speaking of the pumping poop into rivers, remember, do not get that free taco today.
A restaurant owner in Brooklyn didn't want all the food in his fridge to go bad, so he's been cooking like crazy and handing it out to the elderly and the homeless. 19 members of an orchestra in the Netherlands did Beethoven's Ode to Joy from their homes, and the video's going viral. I'll be looking at that today. Is that it?
It's amazing.
That's from their individual houses.
19 individual feeds merged together, and it's my favorite classical melody of all time, and they just did a great job.
All of them on meter.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Amazing. Like they know what they're doing.
A woman who used to run a bar in England started a Facebook group called The Virtual Pub that hosts quiz nights, comedy shows, and has live music. About 15,000 people from all over the world have signed up, and it's so popular, she's had to hire a few employees to run it while she's sleeping. And by the way, we are making an effort. Oscar was tweaking it today to try to do some things with video, and we'll see what happens. If we are able to do it, we're going to bring it to you. 38-year-old Nick Brown was one of the first people in Ohio to get sick. He ended up in the ICU at Cleveland Clinic and was in really bad shape. He was even on full life support for a while. While he was fighting it, his doctors and nurses would write daily goals for him to read on a window. I'm sorry.
It's okay, man.
I'm sorry. I've had a couple of moments the last couple of days for this crap. I'm sorry. They were writing on a window in his room, and at the bottom they'd write, "We will get you home." Well, they kept their promise. He's now recovered. And before he went home, he wrote something for them that's going viral. He thanked them for being rock stars and working so hard around the clock. I want people to imagine, if you will, people that are on the front lines worrying about their own safety every single day and taking time to do that for another human being. That's I'm not worthy of any people like that. He said it's changed him as a person to know that there are, quote, such wonderful people dedicated to the care and concern of others. And that just got me emotional, and I try to get through it. But that is just, oh, God. I mean, when you go through something like this, you have people out there that are, we're not worthy people. We really aren't. Well, finally, a little something. There's a 51-year-old guy from Lakewood, Washington, who got into a high-speed police chase on Sunday in his 1996 Buick. And as the cops were chasing him, they realized he wasn't driving his pet pit bull to the vet. The pit bull was behind the wheel.
What?
Yes, really. The car was going over 100 miles per hour, and the guy wound up hitting two other cars before the cops stopped him with spike strips. Somehow, as far as we know, no one was hurt. The guy told the cops he was teaching the dog how to drive so that the pit bull was in the driver's seat while the guy handled the wheel and the gas pedal. He was charged with DUI, reckless driving, hit and run, and felony eluding. I like that one. Felony eluding. The dog told police, I don't even know the guy. All right, sorry. That's it. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place. We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, it's Mike. Just a quick promo. No silly voice, no goofy content, just a sincere note. Things are scary right now. And with no immediate end in sight, we all have to do what we can to maintain normalcy. That said, the entire TMOS staff is going to continue to give you new shows every day as we all weather COVID-19. Hopefully we can be a daily escape for you, even if it's just for an hour or so. So, we hope you turn to us for a laugh or two. Even though the show is socially distanced in Florida, D.C., Leesburg, and Fairfax, the only location you need to think about is MikeOMaraShow.com. Certified 100% virus-free. Hopefully, we can all stick together while staying apart. So tune in and maybe tell a friend. We'll get through this because shtick beats sick. Wash your hands, keep your distance, and know that we appreciate you. And thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Coronavirus update. Why did you want me to? You don't want me to read the whole thing like
no,
Rush?
No, I just like the nut made me think Rush.
Both Disneyland and Disney World will remain closed indefinitely, but don't worry, the freezer will stay plugged in, so Walt's head is safe.
Yes.
Nate and Al's Deli in Los Angeles closing, which leaves
yes.
Madame Tussauds as the last place in Hollywood to see motionless, waxy celebrities. But you'll need to bring your own coleslaw. And now, priests are offering drive-through confessions for their parishioners. Some Catholics are complaining about yelling about adultery into a clown's mouth. However, thank the Lord we still have the Mike O'Mara cocktail party this Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern.
I said I coveted my neighbor's wife.
Please pull around.
Join us for the cocktail party. It's this Friday, a full episode, plus the TMOS bonus show, and anyone can watch the bonus video stream live. This means you. After the show, the bonus party goes behind the paywall, so don't miss your big chance. By the way, while you're cooped up in your house, please keep in mind that there are nearly 500 commercial-free, uncensored bonus shows available to you for just pennies a day at MikeOMaraShow.com. Good stuff. Passport to the Asport, the TMOS bonus show. You going to love it. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, March 31st, last day of March. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Happy birthday to my buddy Brad. My buddy Brad turns 51 today. Happy birthday, Brad. Also, Mike, a visit to the Quarantune Lounge. Today's newest coronavirus parody record takes on Green Day.
I sit around and watch YouTube and browse Amazon. I scroll through Twitter for an hour or two.
Pretty good cover.
He sounds like
him. It's been a week since
but it's still that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
I
still
appreciate
that.
I thought you did exactly right, Mike.
Yeah.
It was horribly written, but well engineered. Right. And so there's where we have it.
That's okay. It. Absolutely.
Now, we all have watched the Joe Exotic show, The Tiger King, right?
Yep.
When all is said and
fascinating.
Done, I forgot.
By the way,
that
thank you, Elizabeth. I hate to interrupt you, but yes. Thank you, Elizabeth, for the heads up. You know, about a week and a half before this thing absolutely exploded
absolutely.
And turned out to be the biggest streaming show of the year. Way to go to my daughter. Very good.
I was so overwhelmed when I finished episode 7. I forgot that there was a pretty big celebrity cameo in it at Joe Exotic's Big Cat Park.
Oh, yeah.
Shaquille
right.
O'Neal was there. So
Jack,
he,
yep.
on his podcast, addressed the fact that he might have been in it. But he's not friends with Joe Exotic.
So we go in there, and it's a beautiful place, and the character that was there was Exotic Joe.
Exotic
we
Joe.
Took pictures with tigers. We went back a couple times. Then we go back another time, and we found out that he's involved with all this stuff. And then I stopped going, but I had no idea all that stuff was going on. I don't harm tigers. I love tigers. I love white tigers. And do I put donations to these zoos to help these tigers out? I do a lot of time. Do I own tigers personally at my house? No. Again, I was just a visitor. I met this guy, not my friend, don't know him, never had any business dealings with him, and I had no idea any of that stuff was going on.
But later on in the podcast, Shaq might not be as big of a fan of white tigers as he says, because he's not exactly sure what to call baby white tigers. Apparently, in that first clip, he's a big fan, but he doesn't know what the babies are called.
What is it about the white tiger that intrigues you so much?
Because they're rare. And they're really beautiful. And when they come out, is it a puppies or kittens? when they come out.
What?
Tigers or cubs? Cubs, aren't they? Tiger cubs.
Okay, cubs. Like when they come out.
Kittens or puppies?
Pandas.
Did she say?
Tiger puppies. Go see these tiger pups. They're really cute.
Now, kitten, I can
almost see. By the way, we should point out that Joe Exotic was the one that did the audio for that podcast.
Exactly. Sorry, or as he calls him, Exotic Joe. Exotic Joe. Last night, another player came to television. Conan O'Brien did a full episode of his show on TBS from his home. His guests were his neighbor and Adam Sandler, who Skyped in from like across the street. And here he is talking about how weird it is to have to stay at home with their Hollywood lifestyle, but they're having to stay at home. Adam Sandler was his guest.
And now that we're all on our own, we got to figure this stuff out. Are you good at tech now?
Absolutely. You know, I can't do anything. Oh, I can do the, if the electricity goes down, I can find the circuit and flip it on and off. And when it works, I'm just like, I handle that one. That's when I'm most excited.
It's the smallest thing and you feel like MacGyver, right?
Yeah, I changed the battery on my mouse the other day and I opened it up, put a couple of double A's in there and it worked. And I was going, well, you know, that's how it's done. That's how you do these things.
So I like the fact that he's still providing content. Now, I think also in this day of crisis and pandemic, you need to find your victories where you can find them. A guy is going viral because he's playing beer pong with himself. So it's basically a video of him throwing ping pong balls into Dixie cups. And then when they land, he drinks his own beer and cheers himself on.
Cool. Hey, got you. All right, mate, let's get a reshuffle, please. One cup left, bro. What do you got?
Let's do it.
We are the champions.
He looks like he's having a great time. So congratulations on winning beer pong with yourself. And, Mike, another piece of good news. David Spade has this. We close with good news for the Utah Jazz.
The Utah Jazz has been cleared by the health department and are no longer at risk of infecting others. Now they can go back to just the regular isolation of being the only black guys in Utah.
That's your magic audio. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, that's fantastic. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara cocktail party coming up this Friday at 4 p.m. It'll be fun. Last week it was Rob and Oscar that were really enjoying themselves. I kind of was mellow, so who knows?
Carla was enjoying herself, too.
She was enjoying herself early on in the show.
And Mike Friday, this Friday, gin. Always gin.
Yeah, for me, this Friday, it might be the brown drip. Might be the brown drip for me. Yeah.
Oh.
The brown drip.
You should see
drip,
a doctor
drip,
about that.
No, it's Irish whiskey. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Maddie, I hope you enjoyed your isolation show. You did a good job. Thank you very much. Pony at home also. Everybody now, the only one putting himself on the line out there. How long is that going to last? Oscar Santana holding down the fort at Podcast Village with a stockpile of AK-47s, hand grenades, and hand sanitizer. That's where he is right now because everybody wants to get into that freezer, that refrigerator with the beer in it. Yes, sir. The zombies are coming. Roscoe Santana, Rob Spiewak, Michael Barrett saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
That's baloney.
Okay, let's put an end to this pathetic hoedown.
Hey, Rob, play your thing again, Mike O'Mara. Dig it, dig it. I want to get it right.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, let's put an end to this pathetic hoedown.
If you're waiting for a hug, you might want to pack a lunch.